Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it on the radio and try and get you the answers you need. Just like Samantha, not her real name, but here's what she said. Can you give me some advice on dealing with my husband's friend? They've been friends for 30 plus years, but this particular friend is the one that chose to never grow up. He is a man child. He doesn't understand that my husband isn't the guy he was in college. He doesn't want to go to the bar every weekend or go on guys' trips to Vegas. We have a family. Every time my husband tells him no, he gets mad and gives my husband a guilt trip.
Let me furt off.
Furt off?
Yep, that's not a word.
You want to try talking first?
First off. Say good on the husband for not giving in and going and doing everything. I'd rather be guilt tripped than be in trouble at home or miss out on time with the family. Because once you have your family, that's your priority.
Right.
And you do have those guys. There's some in my friend group that choose to not really grow up in that sense and still want to be the crazy party. Let's go do everything every single weekend. And it's like, well, life kind of slows down as you make your family or as time goes on, you know?
Right.
So
what would the advice be, say, if this was Tori that wrote this in?
Which it wasn't.
It was not.
Just so
everyone
knows.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't want to say cut ties with your friend because it's your friend. It's your buddy.
Right.
You know? I think that friend just has to understand, look, this is my life now. And if you just want to be one of those guys that just wants to dog me and get on me for not going, then like, so be it. But if it were me, it might get old after a while. If you're still going to like take jabs at me like that, I might start to not talk to you as much. It might get annoying.
Okay. From the wife's perspective here, if like, say this was Art and it was his friend doing it, and I saw like the friend guilt tripping Art, like my advice for Samantha would be like, hey, just tell your husband, look, you know, don't let him guilt trip you. You're doing what you need to do for your family. You need to give your husband that positive reinforcement. Like, you're a good guy. You're doing the right thing. But I would also say, like, you don't have to cut ties completely. Like, you do have to have your own life. You can go out with your buddy, but every weekend, no, that's excessive.
And then I'm starting to feel bad for the other guy who wants to go do everything every single weekend. So I'm like, oh, well, he doesn't have anybody.
Invite him over for dinner then.
There you go. But make sure he's not the guy who's going to be crushing, you know, 7-8 beers at the dinner table.
Teaching your kid how to shotgun a beer.
Belt spit.
What would your advice be for Samantha on this DM dilemma? If you want to weigh in, give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. DM dilemma, and people are split. Who's the problem? Is it the wife, the husband, or is it the man-child friend? Samantha, not her real name, sent in a message that her husband has had this friend for 30-plus years, but he's the friend that didn't grow up out of the group, and so he always wants to go to the bar, go to Vegas trips, and her husband, it sounds like, is pretty good at saying no, but the friend will give him a guilt trip. So she's wondering, what does she do in this situation?
And a lot of people saying just stay out of it, let the husband take care of it. I personally, the more I think about this, I might just cut ties with the friend. If he's really getting on you that much, I'd say, okay, like, sorry, dude. Like, our interests are just completely different right now. We're in two different eras of our life. Maybe one day when you find a wife and have kids, maybe, like, we rekindle. But, I mean, even you know, you have kids. If you have that friend who doesn't, you have nothing in common anymore.
Well, I would say there's nothing in common, but there are definitely different interests. And I have grown apart from friends where it's like, okay, yeah, no, we can't go out to dinner at 10 o'clock at night because I have to get a babysitter or, you know, things like that. And it does put a strain on the relationship. If he's that good of a friend, I think he should understand. And I think the husband should be able to tell him, like, bro, look, straight out, I can't go every weekend to Vegas.
But it's that next phase of it where he's now, like, dogging you that you can't go. Like, dude, understand what's going on.
Right.
Understand why I can't do this.
Megan and Yorba Linda, do you have some advice for Samantha on this DM dilemma?
I lived this. My ex-husband caved, and I have a fantastic lawyer if she needs one.
Oh.
Taking care of business.
Yes. The truth always comes out. It's nothing good. I had tiny ones just like Anthony when this happened, and no, they need to be at home for a little while. There's more time for that when we're older.
What was the boiling point for you? When did it take that turn where you're like, you know, this is it, I'm done?
It was like every time they had a function. They had to go to the river, they had to go to Vegas, they had to go to Laughlin. It was for everything, but no wives were allowed to go.
Oh, yeah, that would rub me the wrong way.
Yes, completely. It was not good, and you always find out.
Yeah, what's really going on those man trips? Donna, what is your advice for the DM dilemma?
You know, I've had a similar situation. My husband's friend couldn't accept the fact that we had a baby and he just couldn't do what he used to do. You know, I think she needs to stay out of it because eventually, if it hasn't already happened, the friend is going to start resenting her because he's going to start thinking, well, she's the reason. It's not his family responsibility. She's the reason that he can't do it. She needs to stay out of it. Tell her husband, handle it.
Yeah, I kind of get that vibe, too. It sounds like the husband has already told him, I want to be with my family, but I don't know if she's more emotional that, like, he's getting the guilt trip of it or why she's inserting herself in the problem.
Right. And, you know, he's giving him a guilt trip. Oh, well, so what?
Right.
You know, he shouldn't feel guilty. He should tell his friend, you know what? Stop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.